Getting married in WA. Find information on marriage in Australia, getting married at the Perth Registry Office, how to find or become an authorised marriage celebrant, and how to apply for a marriage certificate or single status certificate. Marriage in Australia is the union of two people to the exclusion of all others, voluntarily entered into for life. To be married in Australia, couples must not be married to someone else. Not be marrying a parent, grandparent, child, grandchild or sibling. Be at least 18 years old, unless a court has approved a marriage where one party is aged between 16 and 18 years old. Understand what marriage means and freely consent to marrying. Lodge a notice of intended marriage form with an authorized marriage celebrant or minister of religion at least 1 month prior to the intended date of marriage. Provide their original birth certificate or passport. Provide two witnesses over the age of 18 years to witness their marriage ceremony. If either party has been previously married, a divorce certificate or death certificate of the previous spouse is required. All foreign language documents must be officially translated to English. To find an authorized marriage celebrant, refer to the list of civil celebrants or ministers of religion. Once the marriage ceremony has taken place, the authorized marriage celebrant has 14 days to submit required marriage documents to the Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages to enable registration of the marriage. Once the marriage has been registered, couples can apply to the registry for their legal marriage certificate. Further information about marriage in Australia can be found on the Commonwealth Attorney General's Department website. Getting married at the Perth Registry Office. The Perth Registry Office has two wedding rooms which offer magnificent views overlooking the Swan River. Friendly civil ceremonies are conducted Monday to Friday, excluding public holidays, commencing at 9 a.m. and concluding at 4 p.m. Gravilia Room. Seats 35 guests. Banksia Room, seats 20 guests. All couples are required to lodge a notice of intended marriage, PDF 884 kilobytes, identification, passport or birth certificate, and, if previously married, a divorce certificate or death certificate of their previous spouse. These documents must be lodged via appointment with the Perth Registry Office at least 1 month before the desired date of marriage. To book your initial lodgement appointment, you must contact the Registry's Marriage Services team on 1300 305 021. Appointments are a requirement. Overseas, interstate, regional couples. If you are located overseas, interstate or in regional Western Australia, you may be eligible to post or email the Notice of Intended Marriage, PDF 884 kilobytes. However, you will need to arrange for your signatures to be witnessed by a qualified person, as stated on the notice. Original documents will need to be presented to the marriage services team a week before your marriage ceremony. On the day of the ceremony, two witnesses must be present to witness your marriage and sign the marriage documentation. Your witnesses must be 18 years or older. No either party. Can be family or friends. Note, the registry does not supply witnesses for your ceremony. On occasion where the couple or witnesses do not speak in or understand English, the registry will provide an interpreter free of charge. This includes OLIN. As the registering authority for all marriages in Western Australia, the Perth Registry Office is the only establishment that can issue the certified, legal, marriage certificate immediately after your marriage ceremony. This certificate is used to legally recognise your changed marital status and entitlement to use your married name. Note, the Perth Registry Office is not affiliated to the Perth Marriage Office, which is operated by a private authorised marriage celebrant. Change of name after marriage. If you are married in Australia, a formal change of name is not always required if you wish to take your spouse's surname. A certified marriage certificate, issued by an Australian Registry of Births, Deaths, and Marriages, is usually sufficient evidence to have personal documentation changed to a married surname. The same process applies should you wish to revert to your maiden surname after marriage, using your birth certificate as evidence of entitlement. If you are married overseas, you may be required to register a formal change of name with the registry before your married surname is accepted by some organizations. Refer to changing your name for full details. It is recommended that you check with the relevant authority to determine their specific requirements. Overseas marriages. While overseas marriages cannot be registered in Australia, they would generally be recognised as a legal marriage if it is recognised by that country as a lawful marriage. For evidence of your overseas marriage, it is recommended that you obtain a marriage certificate from their registering authority before you leave that country. The marriage certificate may require an official translation if not in English. single status certificate. If you are planning to get married overseas, the foreign country's marriage authorities often require evidence that parties to a prospective marriage are free to marry. Such evidence may be a result of marriage search certificate from the Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages, which certifies that you have never been married in Western Australia, or if previously married, no further marriage/S has been registered. Only the person who is a party to the prospective marriage can apply, and applications can only be issued from the registry office in Perth. For further information about getting married overseas, visit the Smart Traveller website. Divorce. For information on getting divorced or obtaining a divorce certificate, please refer your inquiries to Family Court of Western Australia. Become an authorised marriage celebrant. Although the Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages maintains a register of Western Australian authorised marriage celebrants, all requests for appointment must be referred to the Commonwealth Attorney General's Department. This also includes ministers from independent religious organisations. Ministers from recognised denominations should contact their nominating authority for further information about becoming an authorised marriage celebrant. Marriage Celebrants Online Portal. The Marriage Celebrants Online Portal is available to Western Australian marriage celebrants to complete and lodge marriage documents directly with the registry online. Western Australian marriage celebrants wanting access to MCOL should email mcolsupport@justice.wa.gov.au for further information. Marriage Celebrants Online Portal. Apply for a marriage certificate. You can apply for a certified marriage certificate if the marriage was registered in Western Australia. If the event occurred in another state or territory, please contact a relevant registry office. Who can apply for a marriage certificate? .div. Table. Display. Table. Width. 100%. .div. Table. Row. Display. Table row. .div. Table. Heading. Background color. Hashtag E. Display. Table header group. .div table cell. Div. Table. Head. Border. 0px solid number 999,999. Display. Table cell. Padding. 3px 10px. .div. Table. Heading. Background color. Hashtag E. Display. Table header group. Font weight. Bold. .div. Table. Foot. Background color, hashtag E. Display, table footer group. Font weight, bold. .div, table, body. Display, table row group. Access type. Applicant. Specific requirements. Historical. Anyone, must be 16 years or over for marriages 75 years old or more. Family. One of the parties of the marriage. Child of marriage or other relative. Restricted, unless the applicant can provide written authority from the parties named in the certificate, or evidence that both parties are deceased, or evidence that the certificate is required for some legal right or entitlement. Access to original information from an adoption record. Must have written authority from the Department of Communities. Deceased estate. Executor or administrator or public trustee. Application must be on business letterhead, or must show evidence of applicant's executor, administrator or trustee status. Welfare. Government or non-government welfare agency. Application must be on business letterhead and must be acting in the interests of or with the written authority of the person named in the certificate. Court, state or federal. Application must be on court letterhead or a court order provided. Law enforcement. Any government body dealing in law enforcement, e.g. police, anti-corruption commission, courts etc. application must be on business letterhead and must be made in pursuance of an investigation or preparation of a prosecution or pursuant to a valid warrant or court order. Does not include debt collectors or private investigators. Medical. Medical organizations or government body requiring to contact persons with a potentially life-threatening medical condition. Applications must be made on business letterhead and referred to the registrar for consideration. For general medical research inquiries, refer to registrar for consideration. Government bodies, statutory access. Government body having right of access under federal or state legislation, e.g. Child Support Agency, Centrelink, Department of Communities. Application must be on business letterhead or approved form, e.g. Child Support Agency Verification Form. Solicitor. Application must be on business letterhead and solicitor must be acting for a person entitled to access under family or deceased estate. Marriage celebrant. Applications with evidence of identity from either party can be accepted when received from the celebrant with the marriage registration papers, provided the application is signed by either party and submitted directly to them. Applications after this time will be treated under the other agent category. Other agent, including consulates, any person with written authority from the person named in the certificate or a person entitled to the certificate as identified in this policy document. Applications with evidence of identity from either party named in the certificate or from other persons entitled to the certificate as identified in this policy document. Power of attorney. Documentary evidence of power of attorney required. Must be referred to manager registry services and policy to check if power of attorney extends beyond the person's property and or financial affairs. Before accepting payment, courthouses must forward certificate applications with a copy of the accompanying power of attorney evidence to the manager registry services and policy for consideration. Current as at the 24th of January 2018 and subject to change without notice. Forms and fees. Forms refer to marriage application forms. Fees. The fees for applying for a marriage certificate $55 certified marriage certificate. $36 reduced fee marriage certificate, for a marriage or birth or death that was registered 75 or more years ago. $20 uncertified copy of a marriage registration, plus 75 years old. $35 single status certificate, for each 10-year range. $42 priority service, processing the issue of a certificate in priority to other applicants, in addition to the certificate fee. To get married at the Perth Registry Office $190 lodgement of notice of intended marriage, non-refundable. $232 registry marriage, ceremony fee, non-refundable if cancelled less than 14 days of the scheduled date of marriage. $32 marriage ceremony reschedule fee, if rescheduled less than 14 days of the booked date of marriage. $55 certified marriage certificate. $45 shortening of time, if approved. The following payment methods are accepted: credit card, MasterCard or Visa only, EFTPOS debit card or cash, when paying in person, check or money order, payable to registrar of births, deaths, and marriages, when paying at a WA court, payable to the Department of Justice. Overseas applicants, dollar or via credit card, MasterCard or Visa only, or international money order or bank draft, payable to registrar of births, deaths, and marriages. Refund policy. The refund policy, PDF 541.32 kilobytes, outlines the circumstances that are considered for refund of fees paid for goods or services provided by the Western Australian Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages. Identification that you need. Applicants are required to provide at least three forms of evidence of identity documents before being eligible to receive certificates. One from List 1, 2 and 3. At least one containing a photograph. Or one from List 1 and two from List 2. At least one containing a photograph. Or two from List 2 and one from List 3. At least one containing a signature. List 1, link between photo and signature. Australian driver's license. Australian learner driver's permit card. Australian citizenship certificate, with evidence of residential status. Australian firearm license. Australian passport. Defence Force/Police ID card. Western Australia photo card, over 18 or proof of identity card. List 2, evidence of operating in the community. A financial institution debit or credit card, not accepted for online applications. Australian security or crowd control license. Birth certificates, birth extracts are not accepted. Centrelink/Veterans Affairs entitlement card. Document of identity issued by the passport office. Medicare card. Naturalization, citizenship or immigration papers issued by the Department of Home Affairs. Overseas passport. Student identity document or statement of enrollment. Working with children check card. List 3, proof of residency. driver's license renewal notice. Financial institution statement less than 6 months old. Motor vehicle registration. Property lease or tenancy agreement. Shire/water rates notice. Student report or certificate less than 12 months old. Utility account less than 6 months old. For overseas applicants, the registry will consider overseas equivalent evidence of identity documents. Where to apply? Certificate applications can be submitted online. Apply online at the Registry of Births, Deaths, and Marriages online. In person. At the Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages in Perth or at any court location in Albany, Armidale, Broome, Bunbury, Busselton, Carnarvon, Cully, Derby, Esperance, Fremantle, Geraldton, Joondalup, Kalgoorlie, Karratha, Katanning, Kununurra, Mandurah, Manjimup, Meriden, Midland, Mora, Narrogin, Northam, Rockingham, and South Headland. By post. Registry of Births, Deaths, and Marriages. P.O. Box 7720. Cloisters Square. Perth WA 6850.